for the first 20, 30 years till about 1970, there was kind of this weak government, and then there was a dictatorship, General Ayub Khan, not giving too much importance to this section of society. Then came the 70s when the Pakistan for the first time had the constitution, which talked about giving equal rights to the minorities, including them in the joint electorate. But that only lasted for about 4 or 5 years till General Ziaulak took over the country. And he declared the minorities as a separate electorate, even further marginalizing them. Then came the political governments, which were not allowed to function, which were not allowed to stay in the power for full 5 years as they were given the mandate by the people. So all along, these political parties, having been, you know, termed weak, and efforts were made to abort the system, more or less, till 2008, in fact.
So, you're giving us an interesting background to why this
hasn't happened before.
I just wondered if we can look at a very specific background to this particular issue, which is a trend in forced conversions, where young Hindu girls are abducted and married off. A Pakistani Hindu leader that we have spoken to said that the families are often unable to do anything because the kidnappers have the support of the local authorities. Is there a problem with this, a particular problem with this in Sindh?
Well, there have been incidences, and we always reject the idea. We always resist the idea of anybody doing this. And obviously, it's not the authorities which support them. It's just that, you know, these rural areas, the male-dominating society sometimes takes advantage of that situation and does all this, which is giving us a bad name.
But a male-dominated society which is underpinned by the prominence that's given to Islam and a lack of tolerance to other religions.
You see, then it case to case. Sometime there is this incident that, you know, the girl voluntarily wants to change the religion. When the girl does want to do that, then obviously the state or the authority has to withdraw from the affair. But generally, we don't like this idea, and we have even gone to be making acts that forced conversion is illegal.
Okay, so this is only this law that's been put forward in Sindh province is only relevant to this one southern province. What's going to happen in the rest of Pakistan?
Other provinces will also feel the compulsion of doing something to this effect. Let me say it. I am actually thankful to my chairman, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, who prompted me to go into this, and we were able to introduce this bill, and we had it passed unanimously from the Assembly of Province of Sindh. Now, before this, the Hindus actually did not have any kind of a proof of a marriage. They were just rituals, and there was this announcement within the gathering that they are now married and they go home, but they had no proof. So some people used to take advantage of that also. And not having a proof, not having a registration certificate, will also sort of impediment in getting them the identity card that I use here in Pakistan, or even getting the passports for them if they wanted to travel abroad. So just to streamline and make it easy for them and giving the feeling that they are almost equal citizens of Pakistan, as envisaged by our founder leader, Muhammad Ali Jinnah,